Well, thank you, boys. Thank you a lot. Friends, you guessed it. Yes, sir. It's time once again for Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads. Friends, we're coming to you right out from under the big old oak tree out here on the bank of good old Washita River. Yes, sir, the Knotheads and myself are just having a big time, and we hope that you are. Now, we've got some tunes all lined up here for you, friends, on the program that we think you're going to like. So if you ain't doing nothing for a few minutes, well, just drag up a chair there and relax and enjoy. Here we go with the first one. It's a kind of an old-timer. Yes, sir, don't guess it'll ever get old, and Jack does a mighty good job on it. It's called Ida Red, Jack.
Chicken in the bed, taste that not no. Granny, will you don't bite no tarno? Oh!
Jackson, that's mighty fine fit of playing there, son. Thank you a whole lot. Now, you boys be real quiet there now. Just see how quiet you can be, because I got something on my chest here that I want to get off. You know, I'm standing here, friends, right on the bank of Washita River, leaned up against a little post oak tree. It's full of moss. Really is pretty. It's a lot prettier, though, in the spring of the year. And, well, I just saw a bass strike out there in the river. Long about this time of day, they usually strike more. Speaking of times, I can't help but think how times is changing. Right here in this particular place, friends, it ain't been many years ago that people would burn these woods over every year. Every year. They never missed a year. They thought they had to burn them over for the ticks and snakes and boll weevils and red bugs, insects. Now, they thought they had to burn these woods to get rid of these insects. And I can't help but think how times is changing. They don't do that anymore. There hasn't been a fire in this section around here in years. We got some as pretty a timber as anywhere, because we'll keep the fire out of it. That's about the foolishest thing I ever heard of, burning the woods to burn up. Can you imagine somebody burning up the woods to burn up a boll weevil? The boll weevil's got more sense than he has. He'll get down in an old wet soggy chunk, and there's where he'll stay. You can burn and reburn, but you'll never burn up that boll weevil. And another thing you can remember back, I know a lot of you can, when they used to burn to get rid of these snakes and boll weevils, they still had them every year. They never did get rid of them. So it was all a foolish thing. And then think of all the good timber that they burned up. Why, if they hadn't burned years ago, if they had handled the woods years ago like they handle them now, and are learning to handle them, why, we'd have some of the finest timber in the world, which we have got some, but we need more. And we've got to take care of this young timber to take the place of the old timber that we cut off. I've known of cases where a man wanted to burn all around his house to get rid of the snakes. He's afraid of snakes. Well, when he goes out and sets fire to the grass patch or the woods, the snake, he knows what to do. He goes down in a hole, and the fire passes over, and after the fire's gone, well, he comes out of the hole. You come along down through there, and the ground's black, and he's black, and you step on him, and he bites you. So you just can't win. It just don't pay to burn the woods. As I was saying, I'm here on the bank of the river, friend, and I am right on the bank of Washita River, right here where, in the woods where I love it. I really do love it, and I wish that all of you loved it as well as I do. If you did, I'll guarantee you that you'd take better care of the woods. Be careful with your matches and cigarettes, campfires, all that sort of stuff. Now, you think that over, friends, and keep it in mind. Times is changing. Well, I wanted to tell you some more about that, but I guess we better... The boys is frowning at me here, so I guess I better let one of them sing, Lewis especially. He's a gouging in me in the ribs here, so here he goes with the tune he does a good job on. How? Well, yes, just a minute, son, just a minute. I'll get the go-ahead sheet out of the way. Lewis is going to do How Can I Be Sure?
Only want to break my heart once more, with promises that you'll keep every vow. You told me that you loved me so many times before, so how can I be sure you love me? Sometimes I dream I'm in your arms embrace, and oh how happy you once made me there. But every time I trust in you, another takes my place. So how can I be sure you?
Lewis, thank you, son. Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty good carrying on there. If y'all don't mind, friends, I'll have a seat here. And, of course, it's going to take several minutes to get this over with. Yes, sir, thinking about burning the woods over, though, friends, for boll weevils, ticks, and snakes, and all kinds of insects. That's so silly, you know. As I said, times is changing. You know, there's still a lot of people burn because their grandfather burned and their great-grandfather burned. He thought it was right. He really did. And they burn him because he burned, and they still think it's right. But it's not right. It's wrong. See, times is changing. We're learning more and more about these things every day. Just like a piece of machinery. They perfect it better and better every day. Automobiles 10 years ago wouldn't make over 25 or 30 miles an hour, but now they'll go over 100. That's just cruising speed. I mean, they're getting bigger and better. Well, the same thing applies to the woods. We're learning more and more about these pine trees and how to grow them, how to take care of them, how to get the most out of them, when to cut them, when they'll bring the most money, all that sort of stuff. And you don't see many people that burns the woods for ticks and snakes and boll weevils anymore, where they've got things to catch them with, and they've got different poisons to kill them. And it's foolish to start with, because you can't burn up a tick or a boll weevil or snake or anything like that. Why, ticks, that's the foolishest thing I ever heard of, burning the woods to kill ticks. Maybe you do kill a few ticks, but what if you do? Why, you'd have to get out and burn up all the turtles and catch all the deer and burn them up, and you'd have to catch the rabbits and squirrels and everything, because all kinds of animals that roam around in the woods has got a few ticks on them, but what is a tick? I've had lots of them bite me. There ain't no reason for me to go out and set the woods on fire and try to burn them up. No, I believe I'd prefer scratching a little bit than setting the woods on fire. And I believe, friends, if you'll just sit down there and think about it, and think how many little trees you'd destroy, and then think of other things. There's the food that's in the woods for the wildlife. Now, you take hogs. I got some hogs. I got some grunters around here. I got some prize hogs. Friends, that's no kidding. I raise prize hogs out here at the Hooker Hole. They go around two at a time. They pair off. And the reason I call them prize hogs, one of them will stick his nose under a root, and when he does, it raises his hind feet up off the ground, and the other one hops up on his hips there, and it prizes the root up out of the ground. And I call them prize hogs. Friends, you can't win. Times is changing. And that old way of burning for ticks and snakes and seed ticks and things, times has changed. Well, here we go with another tune. This one features Herman, our little steel guitar player, and he's doing an old steel standard steel guitar rag. Herman? That is what I call a mess of steel. That was his, I'm telling you, that was all right. Thank you a lot, Herman. Friends, we're running out of time. And we got to go, you know. There comes a time when all good things come to an end. Well, this one's got to end, too. We're going to have to go, friends. But before we go, there's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you, friend, before we go. I'm telling you what I know, believe it or not. You can call me friend or lie. But it's just as true as I'm standing here that you can't ever win with wildfire.
All right, boy.
That brings to an end our little visit here with you under the old oak tree. Now, we sure have enjoyed it, and we hope that you have. We'll be back soon. Listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.
All right, boys, let's go home here. Yeah.